to do. So let's start here with me and you. Gonna take a little time. Let's see what we can find. Oh, come on, walk with me, talk with me, tell me your stories. I'll do my best to understand you.
And welcome to Tell Me Your Story, new paradigms for a new world, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. Good afternoon. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and I thank you so much for sharing this hour with my guest and I as we get set to talk about the jingle in your pocket, the change, or maybe the big wad in your back pocket, in your billfold, or in your bank account. Or is that what it's really all about? Wealth. Is that money, currency, cash? And in these days in which we hear constantly on the news about recession and bad economic times and so forth, there are certain companies that I am hearing saying, "What? I don't know what you're talking about. We are doing fabulously. We are doing great." Now, I don't know whether they're telling the truth or not. I take them at face value. Needless to say, there are companies, there are individuals who are doing very well regardless of what is going on. Whether the news is, hey, happy days are here again, and we've got money to burn, or look out, we've got nothing left, the banks are closed, and everybody ready run, better run for cover. There are folks who none of that matters. They have what it takes to generate what they need in their lives, and we're going to talk about a program called the Wealth Mastery Success Series, and my guest, Chaney Weiner, is my guest. He is going to be sharing with us how to receive this formula that he's created to overcome any fear, doubt, and worry that you might have to transform your life. Are you ready for this one? Within 7 hours. Are you kidding me? I mean, some of us struggle for 70 years to try to solve these problems. Chaney, thank you so much for joining us on the program. And I am intrigued just by virtue of the title of this series that you have available, Wealth Mastery Success, and yet people are struggling daily to accumulate wealth as well as to be successful, and they think, oh, maybe it's just my lot in life I was born on the wrong side of the tracks. I'll die on the wrong side of the tracks.
Well, first thing I want to do is thank you for having me on, and thank you for having your show, because you're serving and inspiring and helping a lot of people. So I wanted to say that I appreciate you doing that, and to say, again, thank you for having me on.
You're more than welcome. I want to give people an opportunity to share their view from the point on the circle where they reside, and in this case, you, Chaney Weiner, have the Wealth Mastery Success. You do refer to it as a series. I mean, there's also a book, the Wealth Mastery Success book, correct?
Well, actually, it's a program, and right as we speak right now, it's being really divided into two. It's going to be a home study program and a coaching program. So
okay.
They're going to be separate, because one thing I find out is that some people like to attempt to do it on their own, but then there's a lot of people who want the guidance and want to be, let's say, guided, if you will, in how they can change their lives and any area of their lives. So I have it divided into two for that purpose.
Now, your website is Law of Attraction Network. Now it says for women.com.
Actually, it's WealthMasterySuccessProgram.com.
Okay.
Because it was going under that name before. It was the same idea,
okay,
but it wasn't called Wealth Mastery Success at that time.
So it's WealthMasterySuccess.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's one of them. The other one is WealthMasterySuccessProgram.com. One is the actual page where, if you're in a program, you can get access to everything that's on there, and the other one is the sales page or the advertisement page, if you will.
Okay. Well, before we dive right into this, because, again, this is all, to me, very intriguing in as much as our focus in this day and time seems to be on, in this country, the dollar and how many we can accumulate and hold on to and use as leverage towards whatever it is that we want to do. Travel, you know, buy the things that we really want or just buy the things that we need. You know, do the things, fulfill our purpose in life. But when we talk about wealth mastery success, that is not the exclusive focus. We're not talking about the ring of the cash register here, are we?
No, I'm glad you brought that up because wealth means different things to different people, and it's based on your values or the things that's most important to them. And a great way to explain that and to illustrate that is if you take a woman, and let's say the most important thing to her in her life is her family, her children. Well, her wealth, because that's what's most important to her, her values, is going to be in her family and in her children. Whereas her husband, what's most important to him may be his business, it may be his financial income. So to him, his wealth is going to be in those two areas. And again, it's based on your values or things that are most important to you. And no two people have the same exact values. They could be close, but they're not exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
So wealth means different things to different people. Yes, most people associate it with financial wealth, and to some people, that is what's most important to them. But again, each person is different, each person is unique, and they're going to express their uniqueness based on the things that are most important to them. And one way to really find out if someone is, or to find out where someone is wealthy, and everybody is wealthy, just have them take a look around, or you can take a look around what you're doing. Like to you, your wealth may be in this show
mm-hmm.
and speaking, and to somebody else, it may be in doing something different.
Yeah. Each one of us has to find our own way in that respect, and no one can tell us that. There are a lot of people who want to tell us what our purpose is, where our wealth is, and we have to trust ourselves. We're going to talk more with Chaney Weiner with Wealth Mastery Success, inspiring you to unlimited possibilities and achieving the wealth you deserve. We're going to talk a little bit about that, too, what you're entitled to, what you deserve, what you can get. We'll kind of go into all of those different things. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story.
You have a message that others can benefit from. A meditation to share. A talk to give that you want heard by more than just those present. A workshop, seminar, presentation with speakers whose information, insight, and inspiration can help others to break through to their highest potential and purpose. Making a quality recording is the first step to making it available, and fast forward is the right direction. They'll bring the recording studio to you. Your message is important. It needs to be recorded by professionals who share your passion and want to provide quality recording to those who want and need to hear it. Call 805-708-9804 to take that first step. 805-708-9804. Call Fast Forward for all your recording needs on location and in studio. 805-708-9804.
Have you lost direction in life? Do you constantly worry or give to others but deny your own heart? Hi, I'm Candy Hoff, healing practitioner and angel intuitive counselor. I'll inspire and help you find your inner strength to regain clarity and balance in your life. Book your transformational session in downtown Santa Barbara by phoning 831-277-3716 or visit my website, angelhealinghouse.com.
Every minute of every day, events occur that affect our lives, our community, our future. Who will tell us? How will we know every minute of every day? The Santa Barbara News Press. Witness news first at newspress.com. Hear it first at AM 1290. Read it first in the Santa Barbara News Press. Every minute of every day.
Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and my guest is Chaney Weiner, and he is the author, the creator of Wealth Mastery Success. You can go to wealthmasterysuccess.com. That's wealthmasterysuccess.com. I said it right the first time. You can also throw program in there, wealthmasterysuccessprogram.com. But, of course, that has a little different connotation. But basically, the question would be thrown at you, and that is, have you ever tried to attract something only to basically get sabotaged by negative people, limiting beliefs, unexpected distractions, doubt, basically unfocused thoughts, or a lack of passion? Now, that last one is really important, because if you don't have passion for something, it doesn't matter how much you may think about it. Maybe that's not the direction for you. Chaney?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And even more specific than that is, and I mentioned it earlier, about knowing your values, knowing the things that are most important to you. Because a lot of people at first will say, well, I want to do this. I want to have a lot of money. And then when I ask them, well, do you have a lot of money? And they say no. And there's a reason why. Because consciously they're saying one thing, but subconsciously, which is what's really dictating what's showing up in your life, is what's attracting the things to them. So knowing, again, what's most important to you, and you mentioned a key word as we've been going along here, and that is knowing your purpose. Knowing what are you here to do?
Yeah.
Who are you here to serve? Because when you help and serve other people, when you find a need for others and help them and serve them, and have a tremendous amount of value to offer to them, the same comes back at you. So your purpose, and a lot of people miss that. And to go along with that, your purpose, your vision, your mission, what are you here to do?
You know, you make reference in one of the lines on your website, as I shared with our listeners, that basically inspiring you to unlimited possibilities and achieving the wealth you deserve. Now, I don't know whether this is just with a particular generation or if we all feel this way, that not all of us, I shouldn't say all of us, but many of us feel that we're entitled to certain things, that we have a right to them because, and you can put whatever reason you want, but that we feel entitled to these things. What's the difference between being entitled and deserving?
That's a great question. And whenever the discussion of deserving comes up, immediately I mention self-worth, and it's not the same as self-esteem. Self-worth meaning, what is your value to the world? And one thing I really find that's interesting with this, and this I've seen this with people who are in my program, and just when I ask this question in general, most people have a very difficult time finding out what is their value to the world. What is their value to their relationships? What is their value to their friends, to their family, to their career? Because when someone does not know what their value is, they don't have a very high level of deserving. They subconsciously, in fact, in a lot of cases, consciously will feel, well, I don't deserve to have this. And, of course, you'll see this with money. You'll see it in relationships. You'll see it in the different areas of life. So one thing that I show people how to do is how to elevate or increase your self-worth. In fact, I want to mention one tip here of what everybody can do to do that. Just ask yourself this question. What is it about who I am? Now, you say this to yourself. What is it about who I am that brings value to the world? And keep asking that question. I do this every day. I have a list of, I have six different questions where I ask, what is it about who I am that brings value to the world, to my relationships, to the industry I'm in, to my friends? And every day I write 1 to 3 reasons for each question. And when you do this every day, you get in the habit of doing it, and you do it for the rest of your life, and you start to accumulate thousands and thousands and thousands of reasons why you have value and what is about who you are that brings value to others and the world. And it's something that may seem abstract, or it may seem, it's not doing much for me right now, but it starts to give you an energy that resonates out, and other people pick that up, and they resonate with that, and that's when you start to draw people, situations, and possibilities to you.
And yet there will be those who will sit there and say, but Chaney, you don't have any idea what I've been through in my life. The horrible things that I've experienced, the things that people said to me in school, the names they called me, they put me in the back of the room in class, and then when I started working, it was this, and then they start running down this laundry list of reasons why not.
That's a great point that you bring up, and we could definitely do an entire show on that. But let me share a recent story, and this just came up within the last few days. I have a woman who's in my Wealth Mastery Success Program, and she got her master's degree from Harvard, and she's looking to get into a PhD program, and she had just recently got rejected. This was within the last week, and that was her issue. She started to feel that, oh, I don't deserve. Pretty much like the stuff that you were saying just mm-hmm. now, but as it applied to her situation. So I had her ask a question. I had her ask, and this is one of the things I show people in my program. I said, well, in that moment that you perceived yourself as being rejected for this program, who was accepting you in that same moment? And she couldn't see it at first, and then the light bulbs went off with her, and she listed seven different ways that she was accepted in that same moment. That she saw herself as being rejected because, again, like what you said, people who look back at their past and they see certain situations that they'll perceive as bad or horrible, they're all perceptions, and they're based on how one sees them based on their values. So, in fact, this is one of the main things I show people in my program, and this is how I have them overcome the fear, doubt, worry, transform their life within a matter of hours, is to ask questions that balance out those perceptions, because that's all they are, is perceptions, or how they saw that particular situation. So with her, she, like I said, the light bulb went off, and just a completely different, she had a transformation, mm-hmm. basically.
Going down this path just a little bit further, you say that it's our perceptions of our past negative experiences that, you know, we need to change those perceptions. And yet, when we've had wonderful experiences in the past, we're never asked to change those perceptions. So let me ask your perspective on the elements in our lives that we've gone through have brought us to the point where we are today. What's the difference between not changing your perspective on the good experiences versus changing the perspectives on the bad, if in fact that first statement is true, that it's all of those experiences collectively that have brought us to the place where we are?
Well, when you say good experiences, it's interesting because I'll have people who will be in those types of situations like you mentioned, and they may have been in highly positively elated, self-righteous, ecstatic, infatuated types of states. So when I work with people who are in those states, I'll ask questions to bring that down and back into balance as well, because if you go either way with it, if you look at a past situation and you beat yourself up and perceive it as being negative or horrible, that has the same effect as somebody who may have looked back at a situation in time or a past situation or even a present situation and they're highly infatuated, they're blinded to the other half. And basically, in our universe and in our existence, if you will, all events are neutral until we put a label on them, and we label that based on how we see the world. So you can have 10 people, we'll see, or there could be an event that takes place, and you'll have 10 people, you'll have 10 different perceptions. You'll have half of them will say it was great, the other half will say it was horrible.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of what I do, is have people ask questions that balance out the mind, because it's all perceptual based, and when you ask these questions and people break through, they see the other side and they go, oh my God, I can't believe this.
So basically the difference is balance is what we're looking for. That's really, I mean, to codify it down, that's really what we're looking for, is a proper balance between those perceptions. In other words, as you say, bringing up the perceptions of the negative in terms of looking at that in a more appropriate fashion so that you're not looking at yourself so lowly, but then bringing down to the proper levels those elated, infatuated stages that again, and so what we're looking at is a balance here.
Yeah, and the best example of an elation and infatuation is, of course, when someone gets into a new relationship and they'll only see one side of the person. All human beings are two-sided, and the interesting thing is, and I'm going to say this with a lot of clarity, those types of situations actually can draw the negative situations that you're looking to avoid to you unless you come in and ask certain questions that bring you down and bring you back to balance, because any time you're in that one-sided state, you're not opening your heart and you're coming from an imbalanced perspective, which ultimately will attract to you the things, the very thing that you're not looking to attract.
Chaney Weiner is my guest, and he has created the Wealth Mastery Success Program. And Chaney, how did you get started in all of this? I've often made the comment that we're not born evil people, but we're also not born positive people necessarily, although there may be some DNA evidence to support that. I don't know. But how did you get started in this particular area?
Well, actually, in regards to what you said, we all have both. We all have the positive, the negative, the evil, the nice. But as far as me, I got into this. I originally, when I was 15 years old, I got into working out. I was always into sports, and I love sports. And I got into working out at that time to help me in sports. But along the way, I started to see some other, let's say, correlations. Like, yeah, it's great to work out, but what about my money? What about my relationships? What about my mindset, my career, my friends? So I start to incorporate all those areas into my life, and as I've gone through my life, I've seen that more and more, that we're just not one-sided people, or in other words, not just to focus on one area of life. There's all different areas of life. So it's taken me from fitness to psychology to communication, which is what I ended up going to college for and graduating with, physical therapy, computers. So I learned everything from each discipline, if you will, and I've incorporated it into this Wealth Mastery Success Program to include those seven different areas of life. So with me, it started out from a health and fitness angle, and I even incorporate that in now. So everything works together and they blend together. It's just a matter of knowing how to do that based on the things that are most important to you.
And you've had to go through that same process of determining what is most important to you under the category of wealth and success, for that matter. And then you began putting this together. About how long ago did you start putting together this type of program that's now grown into what you have available for folks today?
Well, this specific program, I started laying down the groundwork for it a little over three years ago. However, it's an accumulation of what took place long before.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything that we see in our outer world has been a thought and a vision in someone's mind at some point in time, to include, of course, the computer that you're working on and everything else we have. So with me, I didn't realize it way back then, but I knew at some point in time that I'd have something to come about out of it, and it came out at the particular time that it did, and now it's here, and it's growing and expanding.
Well, it's very exciting that we have the opportunity to both talk with you and find out a little bit more about the Wealth Mastery Success Program, and available to our listeners through the website of wealthmasterysuccess.com and wealthmasterysuccessprogram.com. You can go to those websites. And of course, we're also linked at richarddugan.com to that website. Before we go any further, Chaney, I need to take a pause here and let our listeners know that we have been talking for the last few weeks about a tournament that's coming up. It is called the Q Mahjong Tournament, and that's coming up on the 20th of March, in just a couple of weeks. Well, now here's what's interesting. Qualification month was February 2010. And because there were a number of people who did qualify but live out of state as well as out of the country, and which is kind of an exciting thing in and of itself, there are still a number of seats available. So here is what we're going to do. Basically, as a result, with these some odd up to about 40 seats available, they're going to become available to you if you are interested. You have to learn how to play the game by going to qmahjong.com. The easy way to get there, go to richarddugan.com, click on the Q, and learn how to play the game. We want people in these some odd 40 seats who know how to play the game of Q Mahjong. You will have an opportunity to play in the tournament, and it's on a first-come, first-served basis at 9 a.m. Saturday, March 20th at the Santa Barbara Elks Lodge. That's number 613. The address is 150 North Kellogg Avenue in Santa Barbara, California. And those who would like to participate in the tournament, you must at least know how to play the game. So go to qmahjong.com and learn how to play this unique and exciting game. And we had Jacob Wong on last week and in the last couple of weeks talking about this game and how it can help to develop your brain power. He shared some statistics that he had in regards to the people of China who play mahjong a great deal. And the level of senility or Alzheimer's or whatever you want to call it is much lower than it is in most other parts of the world because they're still constantly utilizing their minds to play this game, which Mahjong itself, as he shared with me, I've never played it, can take 6 to 8 hours. Q Mahjong, you can play a game in 10, 15 minutes. And you can go online to qmahjong.com. That's QMAHJONGG.com or click on the Q at RichardDugan.com. Now, you are going to have an opportunity to win some pretty incredible prizes. In addition to having a great lunch, now this is also going to be benefiting the Visiting Nurse and Hospice Care of Santa Barbara. It's nonprofit since 1908. Are you ready for that? Over 100 years in service to this community. The Visiting Nurse, I'm going to try one more time. The Visiting Nurse and Hospice Care of Santa Barbara. And so you'll have an opportunity to play, meet some new people, play this game, and help out this wonderful nonprofit organization and compete for great prizes. Like first prize is a $2,000 Best Buy Electronics store gift card. Second prize is a $1,000 Best Buy gift card. Third prize is $500. Fourth prize is a $250 gift card. And there will also be 16 $50 Albertsons gift cards for the 16 first round winners. So when the first round is over, you move on to the next round and so on and so forth until you wind up the winner. So go to RichardDugan.com, click on the Q, learn how to play Q Mahjong, go to the Elks Lodge, and that address, once again, it looks like I just, oh, there it is. The address is 150 North Kellogg Avenue in Santa Barbara, and show up there at 9 o'clock. It's first come, first serve. You need to know how to play Q Mahjong, so go to Q Mahjong and learn. And we certainly hope that you'll do that, because it honestly, it can't hurt you. It can only help you. We're talking today here on Tell Me Your Story with Chaney Weiner, and he is the author, the creator, the composer, if you will, of Wealth Mastery Success and the website by the same name with a .com at the end, wealthmasterysuccess.com. And we're talking about how you can overcome a lot of the things that have kept you bound up. One of the things I found interesting, Chaney, that you mention on your website is that there is an overlooked element in the law of attraction that nobody is telling you about that's basically keeping thousands of people permanently stuck. Now, is that something that we can share here?
Yeah, actually, I had alluded to that a bit earlier when I was talking about self-worth because, in fact, I'd like to go a little bit more into this. It's that, and it's one other thing that I want to mention as well, because there's actually two of them, but one of them is the self-worth and knowing what your value is to the world. So we had mentioned that before. Mm-hmm. Along with that, and this is something we alluded to a little bit as well, and that is about if you're looking back at your past and looking at situations and you may have perceived them a certain way. Now, here's the important part of this. Every situation, now we all have situations that we deal with during the course of our day. And most people, what they'll do, especially when their buttons are pushed, they'll have a tendency to have their buttons pushed, they'll react, they'll get angry, they'll be emotionally charged, and then they may want to go off and vent and blow off steam. Now, it's interesting because how you handle situations, no matter what situation it is really important to handle that in a poised manner, in a poised, present manner, because what happens is if you get into a situation and somebody really pushes your buttons and then you feel the need to blow off steam, you may feel in that moment, well, that's a great way to cope with it. That helped me got over it. Great. But there's a ripple effect of that. And this is very abstract. I'm not going to get into the depthness of it because it's very abstract, but it very much governs what you are attracting into your life. So any situation that you come across, and I show people how to do this in my program by asking these questions, it's it's important to handle it in a poised manner and not let the situation run you. And as far as venting, the same thing, because, again, at any time you get into those states, the emotionally charged states, it keeps you stagnant at a certain level. Now, where that keeps people stuck and what area of their life, there's a lot of factors involved with that. But just know, like the laws of gravity, if you step off of a 30-foot building on planet Earth, you're going to drop to the ground. Well, there's universal laws that govern the things that we attract into our life. And they're more abstract, like I said, because you can't see them. So when you're in situations, be aware of this.
Mm-hmm.
Because... And the best example I like to use is if you take a rock and you throw a little pebble in the water, you'll see ripples going out. If you throw a big boulder into the water, you're going to see bigger, thicker, more intense ripples going out. If a boat, an ocean liner, is coming by in the ocean, those ripples are going to go out even more and more and more and more and more. So look at how you react emotionally. If you're venting, if you're blowing off steam, think of those ripples. And the more intense it is, the more it goes out there. And this is more of a metaphysical type of thing, but it governs what happens in our life. And I've noticed with me, because I used to have my buttons pushed a lot, especially when I was younger, and ever since I've been handling situations, and I've been put in some pretty challenging situations, and I noticed that when I handle them with poise, and I noticed this with other people who I have in my program and other people who I've worked with and have helped, when they've made that switch, if you will, and they handle situations like that, all of a sudden that weird stuff doesn't seem to be showing up because they know how to handle it.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to call you on something and just ask you to clarify. You said, when I'm put in these situations. Would you please clarify that for me? Because it sounds a little bit like you didn't have any part in it.
That's a great question, and that's a great point. Because actually, we do attract all the situations to us. So the way I would have been better put was when you perceive yourself that you put yourself in those situations. Because really, you do attract the situations to you. So if you're in a particular situation, it didn't happen by accident. A lot of people say wrong place at the wrong time, bad luck. None of that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, and even if you say, I'm in the right place at the right time, that isn't necessarily true either.
No, because you... Exactly, because everyone is responsible for their situation. Now, a lot of people are afraid and don't want to own up to that, and they'll go and blame some outside source. It could be the economy, it could be another person. Just understand, anytime you blame, you're giving your power away, you're disempowering yourself, and you're just pouring gas on the fire. And again, this is something that keeps people stuck, so when I work with them, I have them break through that, and pretty much immediately.
Yeah. Chaney Weiner is my guest. Wealth Mastery and Success, or Wealth Mastery Success, inspiring you to unlimited possibilities and achieving the wealth you deserve. Here on Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, we're talking about how to move forward in our lives to go after those things that we want, that we have been striving for. Some of us for days, some of us for years, and just can't seem to get there. And yet we see around us there are those who are there, and they've got it, and they're having a great time. And why can't I do that? Because I know where they came from. I saw the path that they went across, that they trod, if you will. And they made it. Why can't I? What seems to be the problem? Or is my script already written, and this is my lot in life? And I'm curious about that as well. I mean, there are a lot of people out there, Chaney, who that's how they feel. They just feel like, well, this is my lot in life, and I'm just gonna give up and surrender to it and try to enjoy it the best I can.
Well, again, it goes back to knowing your values and what's most important to you. Because what many people do is and this is done subconsciously, and they're not aware of it, but they've injected the values of other people, usually parents, could be a religious authority, could be a spiritual authority, could be a teacher, that they've injected what is important to somebody else, and they've made it a part of their life. And the best way that you can tell this is happening, and I highly advise everybody to pay close attention to this, if you find yourself saying things such as, I should, I have to, I need to, I've got to, I'm supposed to, that's a clear sign that you're not living according to things that are most important to you. Versus if you find yourself saying, I'm inspired. I love doing this. This is what I've always dreamed of. I'm excited. I can't wait to get out of bed this morning to go do what I love.
Yeah.
It's a big difference because most people are not doing what they love, and they're not loving what they do, and they have Monday morning blues, Wednesday hump days, thank God Fridays and week freaking ends, and they're not inspired. They're not inspired by what they're doing. It sounds funny, but it's true.
Yeah.
It's true because everybody deserves to be doing what they're doing, but they, like I said, in a very subconscious way, they've taken in what other people, and these other people could are in all likelihood very well-meaning, but didn't have an awareness, a high level of awareness to know that, hey, you do dictate your destiny, and
yeah,
you do have control over that.
And it's not enough for us if we are in those kinds, let's say jobs in particular, that we're in a job that we really don't like. It's not enough to say, okay, well, why don't you try to find little things within the job that you can start to enjoy even a little bit so that you can at least glean some happiness while you're there in that drudgery versus get out of there and go do what you really want to do.
That's a great point. In fact, I actually show people how to do that if they're in that transition.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's face it, some people, there's nothing wrong with this. If someone is in a job that they don't like, now they do have options. Some people are in a position where they could flat out quit, leave it, and go do what they want. Most people won't. They'll be in a situation where, I'm working this job, I don't like it. But, yeah, you know, I kind of do know what it is I would love to do, which everyone knows what it is they love to do. It's just a matter of waking it up inside of them. So the question is, what do you do while you're at that job? Well, it's exactly like what you said. Take a look at your job description. In fact, you can even take this a step further. Take a look at everything you do during the course of your day. But I would divide it up into your job description, what you do at work, on the way to work, what you do during the course of your day, and just say, okay, how is doing this particular activity helping me in what I would love to do the most in my life, what is most important to me? And at first you may say, well, it's not. And I tell people, keep looking because it's there.
Yeah.
And you will find it. And I like to use a real silly example, and it's not really so silly. If I go and throw out the trash, how is throwing out the trash helping me in what I would love to do the most? When I'm going to the bathroom, how is going to the bathroom helping me in what I would love to do the most?
Mm-hmm.
And some people will say, well, it doesn't. Well, if I'm throwing out the trash, it takes 2 minutes, I come up with an idea of what I'm going to share on a coaching call, what I'm going to share in this interview. If I'm doing a consultation with someone, how can I help them? How can I relay this right now in this interview? So just different ways of how I make use of everything that I do. And certainly if someone's in a job they don't like, again, you can even go, how is driving to work helping me in what I would love to do? How is answering the phones, if you answer phones at your job, how is answering phones helping me in what I would love to do the most in my life? And the important thing is to know what it is that you would love to do and then start linking it up.
Yeah. It seems as though that's also going to develop within us some great observational skills, self-observational skills, that you can then take to the next level. It's one of the things that I've kind of taken to heart as I've gone through my career in the last 30-plus years, and that is that I've never accepted that there was ever any busy work or that whatever task I was asked to do was a waste of time. Because even if in that specific moment they had designed it and it was busy work, there was something about it, in other words, again, using the law of attraction, that I've attracted this task to myself to learn something.
Absolutely. It's just like you said about being on purpose. There's
yeah.
a reason why you attracted that to you, and when you're aware enough and you can read the hidden messages or read between the lines, you can see that. And that's the difference yeah. between having a high level of awareness and maybe not so much. And I know with me, you know, growing up when I was younger, when I was in college, and even before I got into college, I was delivering pizzas. And this is a while back, but I was even thinking then, I know this is helping me somewhere, some way. Okay. It helped me in managing money. It helped me in dealing with people at their homes. So it gave me a lot, it greatly helped me in communication skills, handling money, responsibility, I can go on and on,
yeah.
And most people would say, oh, that's just some waste job. Well, no, even back then, I wasn't fully aware of it, but I knew there was something to it.
Yeah. You know, the other thing that I love pointing out to people who listen to this radio program, and I would use what you've shared today with what people have experienced through Wealth Mastery Success Program and other programs as well, and that is that once you've heard this radio program, you've tuned in at 6 minutes past the hour, or you've gone to the archives page and you've clicked on the audio and you listen to the interview, guess what? You can't unhear it. Or if you've gone through a program like Wealth Mastery Success and you have taken in what was shared through whatever the modalities were, whether it was with Cheney sharing with you in person or over the phone or on a CD or in a book, whatever the format is, once you've taken that in, you can't, shall we say, untake it in. It's in there. You're stuck now with that information in the respect that you now have to do it. You have to do something with it. And that was one of the things that they shared with us in these personal growth programs I went through back in the 80s. That now that you know, you can't unknow it. You now are responsible. You can't go back and claim ignorance or anything of this nature because you know.
Yeah, and that's I like what you said there. Because
it's a scary proposition because it puts you in the responsibility seat.
Yeah, because think of your mind, especially your subconscious, as a tape recorder back in the day. Now it can be a CD burner. And anything that's being said, you are taking that in. Now, the only way that you could not actually use it to help you is if something else comes in that distracts you from that. Again, it goes back to your values, what's most important to you. So it's important to be aware of that and just know that whatever you do take in, it does become a part of you. Now, one thing that people do, I certainly want to mention this because I call it the three most dangerous words that keep people stuck. People will say, well, I know that. And I see this all the time in this industry that I'm in. In fact, I see it in other areas, but especially here, because I'll get people who will come onto my email list, or they'll hear me speak on a teleclass or an interview, and I'll get comments that say, yeah, I know that. I've heard that 100 times. I've heard that 1,000,000 times. So, in fact, this is in my program, and when people say, well, I know that, I tell them, well, question it. Do you really know that? Because your mind is going to claim that it knows it, and it's going to keep you stuck, and you'll just, and we see this all the time, someone will buy a book, they'll get into a program, or they'll go to a seminar, and they'll just, if it's a book, they'll just put the book on the shelf if they even finish reading it, or they'll go to a seminar, and they'll maybe apply the concepts for 2 days, and then, yeah, I know that, and then they'll hear something else, and then they'll go to something else, and they'll say, I know that. Well, if you find yourself saying, I know that, question it, say, do I really know that? And your mind is going to say, yeah, 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 you know that. You've heard Cheney speak, you know, what Cheney's speaking about today. You've heard other people say that. You may have even heard him say that. You know that already. Well, question it. Do you really know that? And if you do know it, say, okay, how am I using it in my life? If I know it, how am I using that in my life?
Mm-hmm.
Now you start to get a little bit beyond those things, if you will, that are keeping you stuck in your mind, those limitations. So how are you using it in your life? And if you are using it, how can I use it in a highly more efficient way, in a better way? How can I apply it in a different way at a higher level?
You know, the imagery just came into my mind as you were sharing that of a toolbox and having all of the various tools. And then the thought came to me as you're talking about how to use the tools in a particular way, the thought of the hammer. And I thought, okay, well, there are two ways that I could use the hammer. One, of course, is, you know, I hold the nail and then I tap the head of the nail with the head of the hammer in the proper direction and I drive it into the wood. The other is I've got a box of nails, I put them up on the windowsill, and I start throwing the hammer at the box of nails towards the house and hope, beyond all hope, that the nails will fall into the proper position and the hammer will hit the nail. You see what I'm saying? And it isn't going to happen.
Yeah, that's being a little facetious, but it's funny as it may sound. people do that.
Yeah.
Not figuratively with the hammer, but...
No, but with the tools that they have within themselves, they just throw the tool out there expecting something to happen. And I know that I've even gone through those phases where I'm doing my thing, and I want other people to know about it so that I can do it elsewhere and maybe make more money and notoriety and on and on and on. And I just hope that the right people are listening and that the right connections will be made. And all I have to do is just keep doing this. And yet I'm not doing the kind of networking that needs to be done and contacting and connecting with the people that need to be connected with in order to make that happen. I have the tools. I have the communication skills to make that happen. I just haven't been doing it. Now, that was some time ago. Here we are today talking with Chaney Weiner about the Wealth Mastery Success Program here on Tell Me Your Story. And the tools are not just in the box. They're strewn out, and we're using them, and we're hopefully making some change. We're touching the people and giving them information that they can utilize in any way that they wish to. I mean, we just put the information out there. We let the people take it off the table. It's kind of like... Kind of like a giant smorgasbord. I was thinking of one of these expos where you've got all these different booths and everybody's got flyers. That's kind of what this is like. It's like a giant expo, and we have all these flyers, and you just take the flyers that you want that are intriguing and interesting to you, and you move forward. Before we break here, tell us once more, if you would, how we get a hold of you.
Yeah, you can go to www.wealthmasterysuccess.com. I'll say it again, wealthmasterysuccess.com. If you put in your name and email, you'll get a free mini course, which is a PDF download and a 48-minute audio recording.
Great, great. So that's wealthmasterysuccess.com, wealthmasterysuccess.com. We'll come back with our final minutes with Chaney Weiner and the Wealth Mastery Success Program here on Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices.
Remember the stories your family used to tell?
Till I got married, 1913, when my father and my uncle came from Italy.
When was the last time you listened to the songs of your youth?
Very swinging sound here in the Bilhart Underground. That's Wild Things.
Want to hear those voices and music again? Fast Forward can help. Fast Forward Audio Communications can transfer your records and tapes to CD so you can hear them again for the first time.
You're listening to a live transmission of the voice of astronaut Walter Chirac.
Those memories are priceless and are great to hand down to the next generation. Keep those memories alive. Call 805-708-9804.
That's the greatest thing that I ever heard.
Fast Forward. It's the right direction for preserving your family memories. Just call 805-708-9804.
Are you sad or angry about past events in your life? Would you like more joy, love, and peace? Hi, I'm Candy Hoff, healing practitioner and angel intuitive counselor. I'll inspire and help you find your inner strength to regain clarity and balance in your life. Book your transformational session in downtown Santa Barbara by phoning 831-277-3716 or visit my website, angelhealinghouse.com.
Santa Barbara Christian School has been providing quality Christian education for working families for 50 years and is now accepting enrollment for kindergarten through 8th grade. Located on a beautiful neighborhood campus, Santa Barbara Christian School is fully accredited and offers a strong academic program with a distinctively Christian worldview. We invite you to call us at 563-4770 or find us on the web at santabarbarachristian.com. Tuition assistance is available. Call today for fall enrollment, 563-4770. Santa Barbara Christian School, quality Christian education for working families.
If we leave here today, we could be 1,000 miles away. Take to that road, see how far it goes. And on that great ocean road, all the countries in our bones, all the trouble that you know empties out.
Tell me your story. New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan. My guest is Chaney Weiner with WealthMasterySuccess.com and WealthMasterySuccessProgram.com. We're linked to his website at RichardDugan.com, and you'll be able to hear this program in its entirety following this broadcast. Give me about 15, 20 minutes. I am my own webmaster, and so I choose to take care of that particular task. And if I don't, nobody else will. So there you go. But it will be available. Chaney, it's been great having you on the program. My final question to you. We already know that you were a pizza delivery boy. And I'm sure you've done lots of other things before you got into this process. And yet, here you are. Why this? Why now?
Great question. And the funny thing is, even way back when I was 15, 16, it was there, but it was under my nose, and I didn't see it, and I was doing all these other things in the meantime, more so from what people were saying, what you were supposed to be doing and what you had to be doing. So I went that you have to be doing, you're supposed to be doing, you need to be doing route, and then finally I realized, hey, what about what Chaney loves to do? What about what is most important to me? That's the backbone behind this program, and that's why I created it, because every person has something they love to do the most, whether they are aware of it right now or not, and every person is unique. Everyone expresses their uniqueness differently, and everyone has magnificence and brilliance, and this is going to go against what a lot of people want to believe, but every person is perfect, and we can do a whole interview on that. Everyone has everything within them already, and it serves them, it serves other people. So with me, the time just happened to come out within the last few years for this particular program. But it's interesting because I've been living this my whole life, just in different forms and in different areas of my life. And that's one thing that I really like to get across to people. And it's not a matter of having, it's time to work, it's time to play. I don't have it. There's no separation with me between work and play. Everything is integrated and part of everything. So if I'm traveling somewhere, I'm living what I'm teaching. If I'm doing this interview now, I'm living what I'm teaching. So I incorporate and integrate everything in, and it is my intention to have everybody do the same thing and for each person to live the life that they deserve to live.
Well, I am excited about the fact that you're doing just that and you're sharing your story with us here on the program today, as well as Wealth Mastery Success. Put a .com on there and you will get to Chaney Weiner, as well as the opportunity for you to get a free download of a PDF file of the course, as well as a 48-minute audio with Chaney Weiner. And you'll be able to find out more about inspiring you, basically, to unlimited possibilities and achieve the wealth you deserve. And you can define wealth any way you like. We're not going to put any values on it. And success is the same thing. We're not going to put any values on that either. Your success is your success. You make it what you will. Chaney, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Richard. I really appreciate it. And keep up doing the great things you're doing.
Well, thank you. I want you to stay on the line. We'll chat with you following the broadcast. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. Go to RichardDugan.com. Take a listen to the archived programs. Click on the links to all of the various guests that we've had on since September of 2007. It's amazing. I'm still stunned by that. Going on 2.5 years, heading towards 3 in next September. It's just astounding to me how far we've come and how many people we have had an opportunity to talk with. If you'd like to touch base here at Tell Me Your Story, I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email, richard@richarddugan.com. That's richard@richarddugan.com. And we'll be more than happy to touch base back with you and find out who you are. What's your story? What's your involvement in changing the world in which you live? Maybe changing the world at large. Maybe you've had those thoughts of grandeur. Nothing wrong with that. Until next Saturday at 3 p.m. Pacific time, I'm Richard Dugan for Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. Love to all.